All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is something you haven't seen in a while. We're back with Eve Nicol. So I'm doing something a little different. I don't know if I'm going to do one or both, but right now I'm thinking about doing Eve Nicol in the waifu months and the Treasure of Nadia on the AVN months, because they seem to go together. And if I'm going to play a gameplay game, or a gameplay adult game, rather, it's probably better that we do them every week and, you know, you guys get what I'm saying. So, basically, Eve Nicol this month, right? Next month, Treasure of Nadia, and I'm gonna do it like that. Yes, I know the Genesis Order is out on GOG. We'll get to it when we get to it, alright? I'm in no hurry because the next game in that series doesn't come out to 2026. Meanwhile, Eve Nicol's kind of done. Like, Eve Nicol 1 came out, Eve Nicol 2. Then you had Dona Dona. And after that, like, it hasn't been that great. Alisoft are remastering some of their old games, though. So we're waiting on the Kagura Games release of that remaster, so that might be pretty cool. And they've made a dummy mode, so people like me can actually get through it without having to grind like an idiot. So enough of that, let's talk to Burst. Please, for any healthy guy, it should be easy. You can read more about it in Ultra Cleansing for Hannies. Burst pushed some kind of manual onto Aster, then scratched her ass as she returned to the back of the church. Sometimes that ass needs scratching. It feels like we're being used, but this should be an easy way to get an heirloom. Yeah, probably. The ruins seem a little far, though. North of Velfuente, there's a town called Macuipeach. The ruins are west of there. So north, then west. I wonder what Mother Eve's ruins are like. Having obtained permission from the church, the party headed to the ruins to acquire an heirloom. Okay, so now we're going to the ruins, officially. Go to the level shop. Nobody has leveled up, you idiot. Okay. Okay, that was a waste of time. And we've gone to the church. Probably nothing there. Yep. Alright. It's up north of Velfuente. Up north of Velfuente. Well, now I'm in El Quijote. I don't want to do that. That's probably not the way I want to go. Let me look at this map. Great. Can you give me a whole map? Alright, so we're in El Quijote now. And we want to go... No! It keeps wanting to drag me back to town. Alright. I'm not going through all the fights I've had. The fights I fought! Okay, that's Velfuente. So we're on the right track. Whoops. Let's go fight this. Oh. Alright. Remember that damn aloe. Weak to ice. insufficient clock. I don't know what that is. I haven't talked much about it except on the server, but I'm actually playing Demon's Roots right now also. It's a fairly good game, and you don't actually need the adult content for it. In fact, for some of you, it might even ruin the game. Because even the developer says, you know, if you want to just enjoy the story, you can remove the R18 content. It doesn't affect the story of the game in any way. All it does is add sex scenes, and basically if you want to see Death Polka, get fucked or fuck some other monster or character, that's cool. But for me, I'm like, no, I like Death Polka as she is. Like, I'm not getting that, oh, I need to see her fuck something vibe, which is weird. I just have a lot of respect for this character. And you're like, does that mean you disrespect the others, Grim? No, but this one... She seems like she's got a mission, right? To kind of right the wrongs that the Demon Lord committed. So I don't really want to see her in that light of just, you know. I've been sensing a weird gaze on me. Take that! Yeah, caught me! I knew it was you, Gura-Gura. Why do you keep glancing at me? We're married now. You can tell me anything that's on your mind. You can tell your husband anything? That's right, and it helps deepen your relationship. Damn. I don't know about that, folks. Don't hold back. Okay, then, so... Gura-Gura tapped her fingers together and spoke somewhat bashfully. I thought it'd be nice if you carried me. Hurrah! Before another word was spoken, Aster picked Gura-Gura up. Wow, I'm up so high. This is awesome, Aster. This isn't even a special request. I'd always be happy to carry you. She says, thanks, Aster, but you know what she's really saying? Thanks, brother. Or bro. Because Oni-chan means brother. Apparently, the translator was like, oh, it's not gonna work, but, dude, that's literally how the Japanese wanted it. We need to start honoring the Japanese a little more. So this is what it's like being married. Not exactly the first thing to come to my mind when you say husband and wife. Well, whatever. Wow, Aster, I'm way high up. Yup. Aster looked at the joyous girl in his arms and smiled. Boy. Nope, I might be killing some real monsters in a minute. I just spotted a mosquito. I mean, they are technically monsters. They suck your blood, and sometimes they're gigantic. Dude, why the hell is she so weak? You almost said a bad word. Grim, it's Pride Month. You can't use words like that.
Hehehe.
Oh, man. I've always been good about catching myself, though. Tons of holes around here. Looks like it. Better be careful not to trip. Did moles do this? Moles? I hope I see one someday. Huh, they're not all that uncommon. Have you never seen one, Ramius? No, I specifically meant a mole with a shovel and sunglasses. They seem to be a rare species. Not only have I never seen one, but I've yet to find a clue as to their whereabouts. To one day see one in person has long been a dream of mine. Huh, there are moles like that? This is the first I've heard of them. Yeah, it may be hard to believe, but when I was young, I saw one such mole in a book. This is a big world, so I'm sure they must be somewhere. A book? Like a picture book? Yes. Why? Are you curious about something? Nope. Riche avoid crushing her friend's dream by simply shaking her head. Okay, one of the landscapes. Hi there, your delivery has arrived! Yay, it's from my sisters! Esther saw enough of the 100 landscapes to receive a reward from the twins. Found a hoge. Seems to work by reducing your understanding of the fact that you were hit with magic. Resistance plus 20. That might be really useful. No. What am I doing? Not to her. Ooh, that goes with magic. I don't think I want to use it. Yay! Who dropped all this money? Wouldn't it be great if you were, like, walking down the street and you found a fucking treasure chest, like, here in the game, and you open it up and there was, like, $10,000 in it, and you're like, holy shit, I just found $10,000. Who would drop $10,000 and put it in this fucking treasure chest? I don't even have to fight these guys. It's just an RPG formula I've always had, where I fight like every fucking monster I see. And a lot of you guys may have noticed that by now. Be like, damn, Grim, that's how you play RPGs? Yeah, because I want to make sure I'm strong enough to beat the boss. And you only do that by fucking grinding. Or using buffs. And debuffs, of course, if we're gonna do SMT style. Which is what they're telling me that Demon's Roots is like. That basically you buff your characters and you debuff the others. Kinda like when you're fighting Matador in Nocturne. Everybody knows that fucking fight. Get the buffs! That fight teaches you about buffs in RPGs. If you didn't know about buffs and debuffs in RPGs, when you get to that fight, in Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, it's a trainer for that. It literally trains you for every fucking game that you're gonna play after. Because you're like, okay, I don't want another Matador situation. He longed to return home because the love gauge is full. However, what I want to do... Maqua Peach. These are ruins. So this is Maqua Peach? Tons of Big Bucks Company factories are set up here. Okay, so this isn't the ruins. This is a literal town. Great. I might be able to rest here. This town's also famous for being at the foot of the tallest pair of mountains in the world. Huh. Those are the world's tallest mountains? Thing is, Mount Abella on the west side's got the Monster Burrow, so everyone stays away. The party pursued the pennants and the other souvenirs as they walked around town. After dinner, the party was lazing around inside before bed. Master, come on, keep reading. Sure thing. Then the prince said, I'll do what the queen says, so please forgive my friend. Rishe watched Aster read a picture book to Gura-Gura in bed and smiled. We finally got two separate rooms again, and Aster's sleeping with me tonight. This could be an all-nighter. Oh, Ramius, going to sleep soon? Yes, tonight's training is finished, so I think I'll go to bed after a light shower to wash off the sweat. Whoop, we got it. Yep, and we got two rooms tonight, so you and Gura-Gura will be in the other room. I see. I'm not sharing a room with Aster? That's a bit saddening. Oh, Gura-Gura, brush your teeth and go to the other... looks like she's asleep already. What? Gura-Gura was adorably snoring in Aster's bed. Jeez. Gura-Gura! Rishe pinched Gura-Gura's soft cheeks and squeezed them between her fingers. She's laughing a little bit. Smooch. For some reason, Rishe kissed Gura-Gura's cheek. I didn't know you were into that, Rishe. I'm not! She looks so vulnerable that I couldn't help myself. Then let me give Gura-Gura a good night smooch, too. Smooch. Aster watched his wives getting along and smiled. Well, time to get to bed. What if you two stayed in this room, too? We got two rooms for nothing. We're a family. I think it's nice if we sleep in the same room. Well, sure. The family spent a night sleeping together. Morning. You woke up last this time, Rishe. After everyone waited for Rishe to get ready, they departed. Okay. Magpul Peach lies at the base of El Quixote's two mountains. The left one is Mount Abella, where the monster burrows at, and the right one is Mount Miguel. The names are such a pain to recall that the town people just call them the left and the right mountains, though. Aster heard about the mountains, but only vaguely remembered their official names. Because of the monster burrow, climbing Mount Abella requires permission from the government. You need to fill out a ton of paperwork and apply to all kinds of insurance, so they must be pretty scared of what's up there. Well, there's no problem climbing up to the midpoint, at least, so it might not be bad for sightseeing. Aster was informed of the challenges that must be overcome before even climbing the mountain. Mount Abella's got the monster burrow. There's no bureau. They're not getting together to discuss shit. So mountain climbers go for Mount Miguel instead. Still, it's dangerous due to all the monsters, so everyone climbs together when the knights are up there doing marching exercises. On the weekend mornings when they have practice, the town's packed with mountain climbers. has to learn more about mountain climbing than he needed to. Even I bought a MagiVision. Was it a 3K? Maybe a 4K? Whatever, it's the latest model. I can't even imagine going back to life without one. Thing is, living near a mountain messes with the signal. Astor thought about his hometown of Fresh Fish Island and how it would at least be easier to pick up a signal there. Oh, are you mountain climbers? Huh? Praying? Oh, right, this is a church. Man, I thought it was a rest spot for climbers. Astor got a tiny bit worried about how El Quixote cared about churches. How little El Quixote cared about churches. Let's see, in level shop. Yay! Long ago, these outlandish outfits called Yulon gear were popular. I doubt there's any left, but if you found some pieces, maybe you could put them back together with a tailor's skill. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. Rangers can use this terrifying skill called Assassinate. But the Assassinate skill doesn't seem to work on plants or the blobbier sort of creatures. Wouldn't know where to stab them in a glance, so it makes sense. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. That is helpful. Welcome! Sir, is something the matter? Oh, that's a guy. Oh, no, you just don't look much like a shopkeeper. Well, that's to be expected. I actually just changed jobs recently. I come from a family of knights. Since childhood, I was put through harsh training, until eventually I joined the Knights of El Quixote. The shopkeeper stared off into the distance, his eyes looked somewhat hollow. So, you're an ex-knight? And my father's orders, you see. But I couldn't get along with the meatheads, and my father died, so I switched jobs. Huh, sounds like you've had it rough. Don't make me remember that hellish training. Stop it! Stop it, Dad! Willpower won't heal broken bones! Sounds like he's traumatized. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Astor was worried about the shopkeeper's terror over remembering his youth, but focused on appraising the merchandise. So, I'm gonna need one of those. Yeah. And I'm gonna need one of these. And that's all. And welcome all non-meathead knights. There's no place to sell shit. But I can do this. Wow, plus 400. Of course, that has magic. So my plate armor is better than that. Defense goes up 140, but health goes down. They're starting to kind of fuck me with some of these items. Oh, hold on. Something wrong, Riche? Take that! Whoa! Riche snatched and held Aster's hand. Why'd you need the yell to do that? You like physical contact more than I'd expect, but you never do this when the other girls are around. Do you not like it? Nah, I'm happy to hold hands too. Then good. Speaking of which, doesn't Gura-Gura like physical contact too? I see you holding each other a lot. Yeah, not so much in public, but I carry her or give her piggyback rides a lot. Huh? Even piggyback rides? Riche! Wow, no fair! What? It might be more appropriate for Gura-Gura, I'll grant you that. But don't just tell your other wives that. Do you have no tact? I don't get what I did wrong, but sorry. Apology not accepted. Not until you do it for me, too. Huh? Let's start with a piggyback ride. Don't get lots of opportunities for that. Seriously? You want to do it for me? Or you won't do it for me? Ah! With a shout, Aster piggybacked Riche. Aha, I'm so high up. Kind of reminds me of when I was little. Did the king do this for you a lot? Aha, when I was a kid, I loved piggyback rides, so I begged father for them constantly. I can imagine him fighting back pain. Oh, looks like you're having fun. You want to ride too, Gura-Gura? Okay, I'll hold on. Ah! Must be hard, Aster. You're like a father with two daughters. One of them's too big, though. What? You come here too, Ramius. I can too? Then, if you could hold me in your arms. Whoa, don't know about this! Riche weighed on Aster's shoulders, Gura-Gura on his back, and Ramius on his arms. Good luck, dear. Aster, you're stumbling. You okay? I always love being carried. Having lots of wives can be tough. Aster thought that even as he smiled. Alright, Aster Express, let's depart. Sorry, moving's not gonna happen. Aw, too bad. Okay. Oh! Wait a second, guys. Need a little pick-me-up here. Got some candy. They put all this stuff on clearance. They're like gummy lifesavers, I guess. There we go. I think this every time we're here. But who'd buy those wooden swords from the souvenir shops? Bad kids? Don't they know there are better weapons than wooden swords? How pitiful. Ramia sympathized with the bad kids, while Astra grabbed her by the hand and dragged her into town. Other would be other. These are events from shortly after Astor was rewarded for his work in the Republic of Lancelot with promotion to a 10 knight. While Astor was relaxing at home, Ramius approached him with a humble look. What is it? I'd like to talk about something if I may. Astor picked something up from Ramius's behavior and fixed his posture. Is it important? Well, it's an important issue for me. Okay, tell me, whatever it is, I'm on your side. I appreciate it, Astor. You see? There's something I've always wanted to try, at least once. What would that be? It's... being naked at home. That's it. Sounds good. Astor eagerly agreed. So we can? Absolutely. In fact, I'd love it. Good. I knew you would, Astor. That's the man I married. Kinda too bad everyone else is out today, Kinda too bad everyone else is out today, though. If everyone were here naked, that'd be a wonderful sight too. I mean, I think it'd be nice. Wouldn't someone object? Like Riche? Probably. Then we'll just have to enjoy this ourselves for now. I'm glad I have an understanding husband. Back in my old home, my sisters liked it when I'd get naked. Oh, did you ever spend much time naked at your house? No, if I'd done that at home, I'd almost certainly would have been disowned. So for ages I'd fantasize, rather, dream about walking around naked at home. Ramius, where are your clothes? But that dream is finally being granted. Just thinking about that makes my crotch wet and warm. Me too, look. Astor took on his... He didn't take on nothing. He took only his pants off, allowing him to show his erect cock to Ramius. Stunning, Astor. Well, I've never gotten a compliment like that. But why only your pants? You can't quite call that naked. Oh, well, not that I'd mind being fully naked, but only taking your pants off kind of feels more wrong. I see. I never thought of it that way. Nudity is a deep topic. I'd follow your example and go bottomless only too, but I can't seem to fight the desire to free my normally constricted chest. That's fine, you can be totally naked. Can I? Much appreciated. In that case, Ramius got fully naked. I feel it! I feel the freedom! Yep, glad you're enjoying it. Should I make lunch for us now? Huh? Having lunch naked? That'd be another one of my ambitions realized. Thus, Thaster and Ramius went about their day as usual, except that they were naked. What is it, Aster? Oh, it's interesting how you can see what's going on under your clothes when you're doing normal things. I agree. When I think about how your cock's always growing and shrinking and swaying like this, I can't help but feel this unusual rush of emotion. The human body's erotic to a strange degree. He is not lying. Yes. This is a new finding. I feel like I've awakened to something. That aside, I've been feeling pretty horny. Mind if we go around? What a coincidence. While I was watching your cock move, my crotch got as wet as a fountain. Then as long as we have the opportunity, why don't we do it here today? Heh, maybe doing it outside the bedroom will lead to a new discovery. I can't wait. Aster and Ramius went straight to fucking right there. Now that we worked up that sexual sweat, we need to get some healthy sweat going. After thoroughly enjoying sex, the couple decided to train in the garden. In the nude, of course. This might not be such a good idea outside. Not many people come here, but that's still more than nobody. Nothing to worry about. That tension is part of the fun of being naked. I see. You are the expert. Alright, now bring it, Aster. Alright, I'm not holding back. Ah! Attack with more conviction, Aster! Ramius dodged Aster's sword and raised her lance. But just then, Aster opened his eyes wide and froze up. But my god, even more than usual when you're naked, your boobs shake, jiggle, bounce! This intense shaking truly only possible with nudity. Ha ha ha! I'm glad to be alive. Aster, it's fine to get an erection, except that we can't practice like that. It's fine. Now I can just fight with my crotch sword, he says. From a short ways away, they heard a girl scream. Sounds like something happened. Let's go, Ramius. Huh? Wait, but... there might not be much time. What if it's too late by the time we get dressed? Understood. Aster and Ramius headed to the location of the scream. No, stay back, please! Molester, Hanny. I didn't know they did that! Don't be afraid, we just want to see your panties. Fetish, Hanny? Yep, and then you just need to put on these glasses for a bit, that's all. Oh no, if I wear glasses like that, I'll never be able to get married. Aww. Does that mean you can show us your panties? Not that either, no! Oh gosh, you're so selfish, then we'll have to use force. Wait! Who are you? Heh, I'm... oh no! Inca pervert! It's a pervert! Hey, wait, I'm just not wearing pants! That's what a pervert does! Oh, yeah, you're right. Girl, could you forgive him? Esther means no ill will by... No, now there's a perverted lady! I can't say you're wrong, but... A couple of pervs, this is scary. Should we run? Yeah, probably for the best. Human perverts will stuff our bodies with konjac and gel and use us as ona holes, I hear. Is that what goes on with the Hannies? I wasn't aware of that. Sounds gross. Perverts are scary. Run, run away! The Hannies fled. Ooh, we managed to drive them away. That was actually a proper translation. He said hentai kawaii, which means perverts are scary. Or, in Japanese, perverts scary. There was no R there, but they just had to add that so it would make sense in English. So not all of this is bad, but there's definitely some shit they've changed. Yes, now the problem is... Surrounded by half-naked man and... Rather, surrounded by a half-naked man and a fully naked woman, the girl felt even more threatened than by the Hannies. Sorry for startling you. We were actually bathing when we heard you scream, so we didn't want to waste time putting on clothes. I don't know if that excuse will... Oh, I understand. Huh? It was so sudden that I was in shock, but I do know about you, Lady Ramius. I see, that's good to hear. Ah, the Drayson family's daughter ran to my rescue. Even if it meant being seen naked. Thank you so much. I won't forget your generosity for as long as I live. The girl bowed deeply and left Astor and Ramius. Did that clear things up? I don't know, but I believe this should prevent shame from being brought upon my family. That's good. Astor and Ramius weren't sure how to feel as they returned home. Yeah, let's leave the nudity to indoors. Agreed, I'd rather not be stuck with a nickname like Naked Knight. Let's get dressed before the others get back. Sounds like a good idea. Thus, the couple held back on the nudity for a while. But later, when the townspeople learned that Ramius came to the rescue without fear of being seen nude, they praised her for her courage. Ramius gained one skill point. I am done. Alright, so what's next? Hold on. Ramius gained a skill point. Leg sweep it is. I don't know what that fucking... Hold on. Everything that's cool is shit she can't use yet. So we're just gonna wait. You can't do anymore. What? That being because Girl was sleeping with her head in his lap. I can't move. Sorry, you two. Dinner might be a little late. There's a serious problem. Don't be silly. You've got something to do. Just wake Gura up, so... Oh, no. She's enjoying her nap so much that I can't, right? Oh well, in that case, Risha took position on the opposite side of the sofa from Gura Gura, then rested her head on Aster's lap. Until Gura Gura's up, I might as well have a rest too. No fair, then let me too. But there was no lap space left, so Ramia sat her head on Aster's legs and lay down. How about that? Both Aster's legs are all mine. What have I gotten myself into? Aster loved being surrounded by his wives, but felt a tiny bit annoyed. And so, no one ate dinner that night. Well, that sucked. All right. No. Barney was walking on the trail when a man approached him with suspicion. Not much past here but Mother Eve's ruins. Where might you be going? Those ruins? Oh, that's so? I thought you might be up here hunting wild cows. Wild cows are supposed to be tender but lacking in fat. Interesting. Are you a hunter? Nah, just a lookout. The knights hunt cows up here for training, so hunting by civilians is forbidden. Training through hunting sounds like a seriously muscle-headed thing to do. The party cleared up the lookout's suspicions and resumed hiking. Alright. So in other words, we got permission. I don't see no cows. Let's see, which dress plus two? Armor for Risha. It's gotta be better than what she's got. Yep. Oh wow, we got two of these. There's the cows. Ow. She won't make the frickin' ruins. Damn. Okay. Where the hell am I going? What are you three doing? Grisha was sitting on a rock with Ramius and Gura Gura standing behind her. What, you ask? They said they braid my hair. Huh? Ramius, is this right? As nimble as I'd expect from our ranger, you're even better than I am now. Gura Gura followed Ramius' instructions and used her tiny hands to adeptly braid Grisha's hair. We could talk about how maybe Gura Gura could try some different hairstyles. So first we decided to teach her about French braids. My old fascination with bookish librarians finally comes in handy. That's a weird thing to be fascinated by. People want whatever they don't have. Braiding hair is fun. When we go to the inn tonight, I'll teach you all sorts of other cute braids. Yay! Glad they're having fun, but I can't really take part in this girl stuff. Esther felt a bit left out. Wow, Haniwa Smash. That might be cool. Says I need a... Okay, so that's 1.0 damage to Hanny. Might be useful, but who knows? Also, I don't know where I'm going. I don't want to just be fucking around going anywhere, because I might end up in something that I don't have any business. Esther stood in front of the fishing spot and watched the surface of the water, waiting for a fish to appear. Maybe I could fish for a little. Fish! Alright, let's fish. Esther prepared his fishing rod and quietly let the hook down into the water. Maybe you'll fish up some OOP arts from an ancient civilization. Or a treasure map could be cool. Then we could go treasure hunting. That wouldn't really be fishing. If you want a really big catch, then you should go for Genesi. Then we can return it to Lake Guinevere. Okay, Esther listened to Riche's fantasies as he waited for a fish to bite. Caught a Onaho. Overripe mango. Thank you. Hey, you found her? Nah, not over here. What's going on? In the party's path, some men were shouting and looking for someone. Searching for someone? Yeah, a saint. A saint from the church? Yeah, every year around this time, a saint's supposed to come up here and clean the ruins. We've been waiting here for days for the chance to see her. Huh, even El Quixote's got some devoted believers. Boy, those saint outfits, love them. I have reoccurring dreams about the outline of those nipples. Saints are way better than those slutty collars. Never mind. According to my info, we got Saint Burst this year. Saint Burst. She's got one of the craziest outfits of all the saints. Not as refined as some, but it makes up for it in the skin revealed. That's why I remembered to buy a magic camera. Gonna try and sneak a nipple shot from the side. The men spewed lust as they descended the mountain. They should just pray and expel their desires. Those guys came from up north. I bet the ruins are over there. The party decided to ignore what they saw and headed to the ruins. Not these bastards again. All right. Alright, fully healed. So what do we do now? Well, we save. Eve's ruins. So these are Mother Eve's ruins. It really defines tranquility. The atmosphere is kind of hard to describe. But be careful. Mother Eve's power draws monsters here. Just because they're Mother Eve's ruins doesn't mean they're a place you can relax, it seems. Alright, let's proceed with caution. The party prepared for battle and began to move carefully through the ruins. Huh? What's that sound? Suddenly, alarm went off in the ruins, followed by an artificial voice. Warning! 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 Retaliating against non-virgin intruders! What? Oh no, I gave Aster my virginity, so I don't have it anymore. Well, that's the same for all of us. Then we'll just have to beat them. The abruptly appearing enemies caught sight of the party and immediately attacked. Toko. Whoa! Okay, hold up. Damn. She is a gal. It might be hard as shit to take him, though. Especially since that's the boss music playing. But... boom! Weak to dark, so I don't have any dark attacks. That I know of. There's only so much magic you can hold at one time. After the party defeated the monsters, they decided to take a breather. Phew, that was sudden. Looks like non-virgins get attacked by these things. Well, we aren't virgins, so not much we can do but fight them off. I took your virginity, so I'll make up for it. The party ignored the defense system and proceeded. Yay! Alright. Yeah, I actually don't mind fighting them. They don't seem to take that much. Okay, that hurt. That hurt. All right, hold on. Damn. Yeah, you gotta kill him. Okay, now we just have the one. Damn! Try the whole battle. Oh, we can go in. All right. Okay. All right, remember that hurts a lot, but not as much. We got that one. Damn. Oh, that hurt him. And she's poisoned. She's fine. See what I'm doing. First, I'm gonna heal her. Yeah. Alright. Wait. I'm really fucking with her, but I think this will work. It's fine. I got her! Yeah! Wow! I'm equipping that now. Attack 50 and critical plus 10. Huh? This door won't open. Leave it to me, Aster. Gurgura took out some lockpicking tools and began to carefully investigate the door. Oh, weird. Ah, did something happen? So the lock on this door is like a puzzle. Is it hard? Yeah, since I'm dumb. Some people are just better at these things than others. It doesn't mean you're dumb. Aster gently stroked the slumped over girl's head. Then this is my time to shine. Why would that possibly be? The party gave up on opening the door and left it alone. Whoops. Won't open. We're just wasting time, let's forget about it. Party ignored the unopenable door and left. Can we save in here just in case? Yeah, we can.
Okay, we've got a lantern. All right. Damn. Whoa! All right. Dodged. Damn. All right. I had to use it, guys. I am not worried about the maid lady. Maid lady healed her, I think. Not anymore. If I have the maid lady. Damn, I have to wait. Can't do it yet. Now she's too strong. Now we'll do it. Okay, good. You fucked up, lady. I got her! She's weak, but yeah. Wow. This must be the altar. Definitely. I don't know why, but it feels like I'm totally exposed. If what the Kalar Queen said is true, Mother Eve is like a mom to us, that's why. Can't hide anything from your mom. So we just need to clean this up? Better make it fast or we'll keep Kath waiting. Sure, let's just try that ceremony the saint told us about. Astra took out altar cleaning for Hannies and flipped through the pages. Let's see, Mother Eve's altar can only be touched by healthy men. If touched by a woman, a huge disaster happens that year for some reason, so they must be sure to never touch the altar. What? Raimi and Scargirl, absolutely don't touch anything around here. So don't worry, I tend to break what I touch, so I always try not to. I avoid touching stuff so that I don't leave fingerprints, so I'll be okay. Phew! Looks like only Aster can do it. Keep reading. Okay, first, before you touch the altar, prove that the one doing the touching is a healthy man. How do you prove that? Strip in front of the altar, at least until your crotch is showing, and present your full erection to Mother Eve for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes! Strip. Full erection. What's with this pervy ritual? Not that an erection's not a sign of good health, which it is. This is simpler than I imagined. Alright, Aster, get naked and get a boner. I don't have to be completely naked. Besides, I can't do it. No? Why? When you have sex with us, it stays hard until you finally calm down. Even I can't easily maintain a boner without any stimulation. Oh, then should I help? Well, since things are gonna get a little rough here, I'm gonna go ahead and stop it, and we'll do the next one as a more not-safe-for-work video. So, alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with more Eve Nichols. Stay tuned, and I might just be doing Treasure of Nadia anyway.